our last episode of I Can't Sit Down, Betty had received the news that Leroy and his best friend Poncho were selling drugs. She also was told that her sister Dorothy was supplying the drugs to the young man of God. Evidently, this bold-faced lie came from her so-called friend, the nosy, busybody that knows everyone's business, Clara Stokes. We open this episode of I Can't Sit Down, titled Unlucky Numbers.
Jones girl had on today. Her skirt was so short, you could see everything.
Clara, I wasn't watching what that girl had on.
And what was old man Travis shouting like that for? Talking about the Lord told him to go preach. I think the Lord told him to go pee. And Chuck up there, trying to sing. Girl, he sounded like an old dog. What numbers play for Dog Betty now?
Clara, I don't know, Clara. And furthermore, those numbers, horoscopes, and stuff is nothing more than witchcraft. And I don't go to church to talk about those folks. And you should stop, Clara.
Oh, whatever, Betty, whatever.
I have to go. Bye, Clara.
Bye, Betty. Bye-bye now. 654-233-798-666. Shoot, where's me lucky book? Clarence! Clarence!
What you want, woman?
Where's me lucky book now?
Woman, I don't know. Find it yourself. Always on that phone, talking about folks. What did the preacher talk about today?
Oh, I don't know, Clarence. I'm looking for me Dr. Pryor.
You go to church every time. The door open, and you don't know what the preacher done said.
Oh, Clarence, you get me sick with your fat self.
Woman, I ain't fat. I ain't fat at all.
Oh, you're fat, all right. You're fatter than that old Santa Claus.
Didn't I tell you about disrespecting me?
Oh, man, go sit down with your old porky big self.
What did I tell you? Stop talking about me.
Oh, no, Clarence. Hold on. Y'all better be quiet. I ain't no child, Clarence. I ain't no child. Okay.
You gonna respect me.
Okay.
I'm the man up in chair.
Okay, Clarence. Clarence, you're the man, baby. You're the man. Oh, no.
I'll be back in a spell. No. You better have me something to eat for me.
Oh, no, not again, Clarence. You're going to go to sleep, man, but you're going to wake up smoking, Clarence. You're not my father, Lord Jesus. Oh, no. Where's my Dr. Pryor?
Clara, 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 poor Clara Stokes. This reminds me of James 3 and 6. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of our body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and it is itself set on fire by hell. Enslaved by her tongue, an abusive husband. Let's pray for them and others that are dealing with the dilemma. Well, join us in our next episode when we find out, did Pastor Gray take money from the biggest drug dealer in town, Mr. Biggs? Until next time, may God keep you and God bless you.